Antonio Caroli, bummer deal. I thought this track would be so good for you. Aggressive pass on Christian and hurt your knee, broke a wheel, and then pulled out second moto. Bummer day for you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the practice. I was getting good, better and better. Good time. I pulled out four times, so close to the first guys. I was feeling good, actually. And then I had not so good. I mean, I was good with the start, but then again, dropped back immediately the first two laps. I say, okay, no, I need to, you know, be a little bit and push more. And I went so fast on the missing the jump there on the starting line. And I, at one point, I was like, oh, this is too fast. I tried to brake as hard as I could, but then he was cutting the line, so yeah. I just rave a lot. Maybe I say, okay, maybe you see me. I'm sorry that, I mean, normally I don't do this kind of, it's not my style.
Right.
But then I was just trying to brake as hard as I could, so I put down my feet, and my left knee is bad since years already. So I immediately feel like... I hit it too hard.
Yeah.
So it starts swelling. Second moto, I mean, I could barely bend it to go on the bike because of fluid inside. Yeah. So yeah. I say, okay, and then I was riding like 9 on 10, and then I say, okay, this is hurting a lot, so I better pull out, try to put some ice, and then maybe second moto do a better race, because anyway, I'm not going for the championship for nothing. So, but then when I was driving up the hill, I was like, oh no, here it's like how you finish first moto, you line up for second moto.
Yeah. A little different, right?
Yeah. So bad mistake from me. But yeah, I was not used to it about this, because normally in MXGP, you know, with your qualifying, you go
sometimes
both.
There's only 20 riders on the line, too.
Yeah, this is true. So, and then I was completely outside. So
you got a decent start and you hit that berm, and like you were
hit the berm so fast. Yes. And then I think some guy with the Suzuki inside just come again on the knee.
You almost pulled it off.
And I almost pulled it off, but I messed it up again. Like, I went off the track, and then I was like 20 something, and then tried to come back, but with the knee in this condition, I went to 11, 12, but I say, okay, this is not going so well. So, yeah. I mean, okay, I mean, I cannot ask for more. I mean, I had a blast for sure coming to US. Riding, it was nice. Of course, we didn't make it to do all the season because, of course, also KTM, they support me a lot, you know, because normally it was not this was not in the plan. And then they have their own plans already, you know, with riders and everything. And I just tried to stick it in. We didn't find, a solution. But anyway, I mean, I'm super happy with them because they support me 110% always. And maybe I can come for some more races before the Nations. This is what I want.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about it on our show. We really wish that someone could have made something work for you, because I think the fans liked it and I think you enjoyed yourself. And it's a bummer, but yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right?
Yeah. I mean, there was also, I mean, I hear a lot of people talking. I mean, I mean, KTM for sure pays me, you know, to ride, because I have a contract with them as ambassador, but I also have two races on the contract. So I don't race for free. I also have bonuses for 1, 2, and 3 in the races and for the championship. But, you know, it's for do all the season, you need to discuss again as a normal deal. Mm-hmm. And of course, they have their own programs already, so it's difficult to stick it in. And for me to put, you know, myself again in mode, you know, race full season, I need some extra thing, which I understand they cannot always give. And they have their own plans, MotoGP, whatever. So it's difficult on the season to get in some program that's already done, you know.
Right.
So I'm really happy that at least I could do some racing. Of course, I wish I could prepare better at the beginning of the season if I know it before. But, you know, this is what it is. And hopefully I can have some more races before that I can prepare the Motocross of Nations a little bit better and just don't do completely summer break, because otherwise I will arrive without any preparation.
Well, it's good to have you here, and yeah, we'll see you at those Nations. Maybe sooner. Thanks for everything, man, and good job out there.
Yeah, thank you to all the fans in the US. They have been so nice, and I really enjoyed the trip.
Cool.
Yeah.